final week of January, we can all start real estate now.
Yeah.
Everybody's Telluride trips are over. Their Aspen trips are over.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I feel like President's Day is coming in as like a
spring breaks around the corner.
Yeah. Sidewinding missile coming in. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm in Salt Lake. I mean, but I'm about to peace out too. So
look, Will, I'm in Jackson Hole. I'm going to have to call you back.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Somebody told me the other day that they were working, I forget who it was, like a 700,000 square foot tenant rep assignment, I think in Houston or in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, they had an out of office response and they were not responding. And somebody was like, dude, this deal is like the biggest of all of our careers. Like, you can get your butt up off the beach wherever you're at to respond to an email right now. Like, we're at the damn goal line.
Yeah. I had a, when I was leasing a building myself, and we were like at the goal line, and they're like, "Oh, the owner's on his yacht in the Caribbean." I go, "Well, if he's got a yacht, he's got a sat phone, so call him.
Yeah,
let's get this done."
Yeah,
like people used to really hide behind traveling and blah blah blah. It's pretty hard to do that now.
It's impossible.
Yeah,
I mean, you can do it, but you're just. Like, it's just like kind of game over, I feel like.
I remember when I had my ankle reconstructed, I set up my autoresponder, mm-hmm. and I said, I will be in surgery from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I should come out of anesthesia around 3 p.m. I will return all calls then, because who the hell takes off in real estate?
You sicko.
So...
Anyway. Hey man, I know I'm working your renewal right now as your landlord, but let's get the deal done.
Yeah,
I said 7 net, but we can do 6.
All right, this week, not a lot in economic calendar. You've got jobless claims, forecast mm-hmm. is 210, previous was 214. They thought it was going to be 200 though on the previous, so up a little bit. But and then the Fed interest rate decision, the Fed is gonna, looks like, I guess the Fed's gonna speak on Wednesday around 2 o'clock and discuss his interest rate decision, so everybody's ears will be perked.
Well, is that supposed to set the agenda for the rest of the year?
I don't know, it just said he's gonna talk about interest rates.
There was a big opinion in the Wall Street Journal talking about how there should be no undue influence from the political side. And I guess they were just...
Oh my gosh, this is so stupid. But well, there shouldn't be.
There shouldn't be, yeah.
But there will be.
Well, the Wall Street Journal is of the opinion is like they've actually toted the middle line pretty well. Like they haven't really like jacked with it. But there's going to be a lot of pressure.
Yeah. No, I was on a call this morning with all of our... on our land entitlement stuff, and two of the national home builders had told one of my partners that, hey, by the end of the year, we should be cranking pretty hard.
Oh, okay. So, well, they're a lot smarter than we are.
They're probably paying somebody to know these things. So,
but the last time we took that revise, do you know what I'm kind of referencing to?
Yes, we did take
that. We got totally punked.
We did. We took that advice from
the Illuminati.
The Illuminati, and the Illuminati was wrong.
We were like, oh, yeah, if he knows, something's up. No.
No. Oh, well.
It's okay.
It's okay. We'll press on in this trying these trying times. The Dow had about 65 bips of increase to 38,109 last week. The S&P was up 1.04% to close out at 48,90. NASDAQ closed out at 15,455, almost 1% up for the week. Man, the stock market's just clipping off 1% a week right now.
Dow Jones was all-time high all last week, wasn't it?
Yeah. Crude is up to 76.78 from 73.25. That's up almost 4.6%.
Mm.
Maybe we should jump on the crude futures train. Maybe that's going to start rolling here. The 5-year pretty much unchanged. The previous week was a 4.047. This week it's at 4.033. 10-year previous week was at 4.131. And this week is closed out last week at 4.092. And SOFR made a massive move from 5.31 to 5.32. I don't know what really moves Sofer.
Two bips.
That's not even a bip. It's a tenth of a bip.
Tenth of a bip.
That's a tenth bip. A tis bip.
Small.
It's very small. Real estate stocks. Let's see. Well, the 1 week performance, real estate services, REIT mortgage, and REIT office. Office making another little comeback. Here we go. Three. Let's see. The 1 month performance, though, real estate stocks are down as a whole, with healthcare leading the plunge.
Ooh.
Down 5%. Not a lot of movement there, but.
What are the big boys doing, like the big service providers? How are they shaping up right now?
Let's see.
I'm thinking about Cushman.
I guess what would they be classified as? Real estate services.
Yeah.
They're doing good today. Mm. Let's see. Cushman Wakefield trading at $10. They're up 3% today.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They hit some resistance and bounced up.
They got a lot of debt.
They've had a nice run.
Oh.
Since November. In November, they're at 650.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought they were in a mid single digits.
They're at 650 and they're at 10.04 now.
There we go.
So who cares about debt? We don't care about debt.
Get your stock.
America doesn't care about debt.
Debt's like sugar in this country.
Booger sugar.
It's like everything.
All right. Gambling degenerates.
Ooh.
AFC and NFC championship games. We took Kansas City getting three. We won outright.
Yep.
It's a win. Detroit, San Fran. We took San Fran and given seven. We lost. But San Fran won.
Yeah. I didn't watch either game.
The Detroit, I watched both of them. The Detroit game, man, Detroit was up 24-7.
Oh.
And blew it.
Eesh.
27 unanswered points by San Francisco in the second half.
Oh, my God.
Just watch that Cinderella dream just get destroyed.
Oh, my God.
So they blew it. But hats off to Dan Campbell. Great season. What a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see an old cowboy do good. And I think he's got it going on there. They believe in that guy. So,
yeah.
The Motor City's kind of back. It's crazy to think they're there and the Cowboys.
Not so much.
Can't get it together. The Super Bowl line is out. San Fran is the favorite at 1.5. Only thing leading me to that is maybe San Fran picks up a little more local or.
Where's the Super Bowl right now?
It's in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. You get a little California.
Yeah. Crossover. But
that's going to be wild. The Super Bowl's in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be like Heathen Central for a week.
Mm-hmm. That would be pretty fun.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
That's a $40,000 trip.
Easy.
Per person.
Easy.
Easy. It's $1,000 a night.
Easy.
It's
more than that, I bet.
Yeah. And it's a $12,000, $15,000 ticket minimum. I saw somebody who was like, oh, cheapest ticket's $8,000. Bro, you're going to spend $15,000.
Like nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be a $50,000 trip.
Yeah. Okay, term of the week. I was kind of struggling for one, and then I walked down the hall to go to the bathroom, and I heard some guy on the phone, and he goes, well, that's at the bottom of our sand pit, so I'll check on that and get back to you.
Oh. Wow.
It was very, very, I don't know, he's very serious about his sand pit.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
I told you it reminded me of Star Wars, like somebody falling to the bottom.
The Sarlacc pit.
Yeah.
For Boba Fett.
Yeah, exactly. Dying. Yeah.
You know, like you don't ever die in that pit. You just sit there and get digested for like 2,000 years.
Rough way to go.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Bottom of our sand pit. If anybody...
Don't cross Jabba the Hutt. Could be bad. He's a gangster.
Yeah. But Princess Leia looks pretty good.
She looks pretty good. I always try to get my wife to be that for Halloween.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay. Have you heard about this guy, Scott Madison?
I've heard the name.
He wants to develop the tallest tower in the U.S. and put it in the epicenter of Oklahoma City.
And that's where I've heard that name.
So he wants to build the tallest building in the U.S. in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
It's funny, though. This article's like, there's this guy claiming he's going to do this, but no one can find anything on the internet of anything he's ever done.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
So there's a very interesting article in The Real Deal, and it's, you know.
What, last time I was up there, that had just kind of gotten loose, and people were like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous.
So it says neither Madison's companies cited in the press release, Madison Capital, or Centurion Partners have a website.
Mm.
Okay. Concerning, not totally concerning, because sometimes some dudes just have a bunch of money and they do it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Details of his completed projects are sparse, other than what he has told the press.
So he hasn't met with the city yet?
No. Details of any of his completed projects in his past, any of his track record.
Oh, there's no track
record. He claims to have 40 years of development experience and have been involved in the residences at Little Nell in Aspen, Colorado, the Icon Hotel in Houston, and the Sapphire Condominiums in San Diego and Miami, and a 5,000-acre master plan in Tuscany, Italy.
What?
He had a brief relationship with Shannon Bader, a cast member of The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Nice.
Their relationship lasted about 6 months. During that time, salacious allegations about the couple were published in the online tabloids, which told of bounced child support checks and too much drinking. I don't understand that because didn't sound like they had kids together, but whatever.
Mm.
There's a 2006 Aspen Times feature about Centurion Partners co-founders Madison and two other developers' plans for including building a residence at the Little Nell. He has no lawsuits filed against him. They pretty much say he didn't really have any. All he had was a small claims court lawsuit. And usually developers have big lawsuits against
them. Yeah, I don't know if that's a sign that he's good at what he does or if he's never done it before.
Yeah. Who knows, man? No one can really pin who this guy is or what he's ever done.
It's going to look so out of place. The Devon already looks out of place. I think that's the name of the big one.
Yeah, the big energy tower.
Yeah, it looks great. It's just like, what in the world?
So that leads me to the next thing, which I learned this several years ago. Have you ever heard of the skyscraper indicator?
No.
So every time they build the tallest building in the world, it's a sign for the economy to crash. And there's a chart you can look at, and it shows, like, you know, the Empire State Building, Great Depression, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this guy gets it funded, let's start selling everything.
Yeah. Well, if it looks like it's getting traction, let's start selling everything.
We'll start having those conversations. Yeah.
Call us. You want a deal?
But anyways, the skyscraper indicator is actually a pretty interesting indicator, and it follows a lot of these things. So, and then DFW still holding the top spot for commercial real estate investment in the nation.
Nice. Per
BizNow, despite plummeting transaction volume. For the third year in a row, Dallas-Fort Worth has nabbed the nation's top spot for commercial property transactions despite experiencing a massive drop in annual volume. $19 billion of DFW commercial real estate traded hands in 2023, down 58% year over year.
Mm.
More than $9 billion, or about half the market transaction, was concentrated in the multifamily market, followed by 4.38 of industrial. Let's see. Office and retail are among the least popular, with 2.3 and 1.8. Still, the $576 million sale of CityLine was among the top 25 deals of the year nationally. God, I can't believe someone went and bought CityLine. I guess, didn't the State Farm, like, CEO, though, come out and be like, everybody's going back to the office? Like,
He
was pretty.
They're pretty adamant. But you know what's weird, though, is like all my buddies at Liberty Mutual, they're still kind of doing the half hybrid deal.
I think that's the way it's going to happen forever. Let's see. Avalon Bay purchased the largest multifamily single asset sale in DFW was a 500-unit Avalon West Plano, which Avalon Bay purchased in October for $142
million. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, DFW's still jamming. Keep rocking. So Let's see. The balance of distress nationwide reached $85.8 billion by the end of 2023, growing $29 billion over the course of the year. We have about $2 billion worth of distressed in DFW.
Probably a lot of office.
And another $9.4 billion has the potential to become distressed due to the delinquent loan payments, forbearance, and slow ease up, among other factors.
It's probably all multi and office. A little retail in there.
Mainly office. See, lenders have initiated the foreclosure of several distressed office properties in Dallas, including the 211 North Irvay building owned by Wolf Investments, as well as an Uptown Tower. Though the property narrowly avoided its fate when the owners filed for bankruptcy.
Wolf?
Yeah. I don't know those guys.
I don't know them, yeah.
Let's see.
I thought maybe they're like the Wolverine group. Remember them? I think they're still active.
They're right across the street here.
Are they?
Yeah. Wolverine Investments?
Yeah.
I always thought that was a very interesting name.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're Michigan fans.
I called on them for a while and never really cracked the egg or could get an answer, but maybe.
Well, what do you got?
Did you know the $400,000 job that doesn't require a college degree?
What?
Walmart is giving store managers higher bonuses, stock grants as the job becomes more difficult in the e-commerce era. I guess store managers will now be able to earn up to $20,000 in annual stock grants, up to 200% bonus each year. The average base salary for a Walmart store manager is around $128,000. That's pretty good.
I think you got to probably hire someone pretty good to deal with the rest of the people that work there.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be like a really,
I mean,
put together person.
Sometimes you go in there and the person working there and it's like,
what's going on in between the 2 years? But that's incredible.
It is.
You can make up a 400 G's. That's a lot of loot.
That's a pretty good payday.
Yeah, for a W-2? That's incredible.
Yeah.
No, that's that. I just found that interesting. And then Story Built sold some dirt near my house on Walnut Hill and White Rock.
Isn't Story Built the ones that story got
crushed?
Destroyed.
Yeah. They just sold it to Stillwater Capital. And I guess they're partnering with either DR or somebody else, put 36 luxury homes up.
Yeah.
So pretty stoked. It's nice.
That's good.
Yeah. It's not just a dirt pad with half move.
You know, I don't know what, this is still fascinating to me. It was you know, this site over here on the toll road in Plano.
Further north from us?
Where the Whole Foods was going to go in. And I mean, it's a pit. It's just a pit on the toll road with a Whole Foods framed up that nothing's going to happen.
North or south of us?
North of us. It's in Frisco.
Oh, the one that's like, yeah. Yeah, nothing happened? I always, whenever I go up there, it's, what's the deal?
It's just sitting there. I mean, I knew the developer went bankrupt at one point, but it's been sitting there for like 5 years.
Yeah, it's been there for a while.
So, God, could you imagine just screwing up that bad?
And it's kind of hard to imagine that there.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the money shot.
Yeah, the person that could pull that off screwed that up that bad.
Yeah, that's a money site.
Well,
that's all I got, man. I don't got much.
I don't got much this week either. We're on the road. We're going to San Antonio.
And we got ICSC.
And we go to ICSC. That'll be our first one.
This could be a long week of just playing cheerleader.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot.
Hey boys, wanna do a deal? I wanna do a deal.
Yeah. So, all right, well, we'll be back next week for more hot sports opinions on commercial real estate opinions.
Yep.
All right, see ya.